Leslie Duncan, I can see where I'm going. Straight into a break.
What happens when you're a New York cop sent to France to bust a dope ring? And one, you can't speak French. Two, the French cops hate you. Three, your own people have set you up as a decoy. You explode. That's what happens. See Gene Hackman explode as Popeye Doyle on the trail of Chanye, the narcotics king, in the all-new French Connection No. 2 at the Carlton Haymarket and Odeon Marble Arch now. Don't miss French Connection No. 2, Certificate X.
Hello, do you know what goes with Sunday lunch? Champagne and roses. At least I think they do. So I give them away on my Sunday affair every Sunday, 11 till 2. See you then. Gerald Harper's Sunday Affair.
I don't know whether the words are suitable. The title certainly is for anybody who's in hospital. It's Back in the Night, Dr. Feelgood.
Back in the night, laid down by your fireside.
Dr. Feelgood, Back in the Night. Now, I was telling you a little earlier on about Catherine McGannan. In fact, she was describing this incredible trip that she made up to West Cumberland. I'm glad to say she's there, and she can't hear us, unfortunately, but her dear friend, Mrs. Edna Taylor, who took her up, is listening to the radio. So let's have a tribute from Catherine McGannan to her friend.
Well, my friend from this end, Mrs. Edna Taylor of Hornchurch, and I'm very, very grateful to her for all the attention she's given me whilst I've been in hospital. And I'm more than grateful to her for so willingly offering to be an escort. I send her all my love and very best thanks. That's all I've been from Kitty.
Well, there you are. Hello to you, Edna Taylor in Hornchurch.
Thank you, Miss Shenton.
Listen, how did the trip go?
It went splendidly. Everybody was very helpful.
Yes.
There were wheelchairs where we needed them, where we had to change. And I was accommodated at the West Cumberland Hospital in the nurses' quarters.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was more than kind to me. And I would like to thank the staff at Harrowwood Hospital for the care and attention they gave to my friend, Mrs. McGannan. And also to the social worker, Miss Pullen, who arranged her return trip so, very well.
Well, that's very interesting because I know these trips are very difficult to organise, and I'm glad to hear that.
Everything went without a hitch.
Right.
Yes. And I saw Mrs. McGannan in her new hospital there, and she's very comfortably settled.
Okay.
I hope she'll soon be back in her own home again.
Right. Well, you're obviously a very good friend to Catherine McGannan. So may I thank you on her behalf.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye, Edna.
Bye-bye.
Here are the Chi-Lights, then. For Edna, for Catherine. Too good to be forgotten, they say.
Too good to be forgotten. Yeah, yeah. Too good to be forgotten.
Lovely was the girl I met while walking home one day. What more can I say? 50 million reasons why I'll never let her get away. Too good to be
the Chi-Lights, too good to be forgotten. I'll be back soon.
Together, two unforgettable family films. Simon Ward is the vet in All Creatures Great and Small. James Herriot's amusing and heartwarming story of life among the livestock. And Beautiful People, one of the most incredible real-life films ever. Animals living wild and free. They kill when they have to and play when they can. We call them Beautiful People. All Creatures Great and Small, Certificate A, and Beautiful People, Certificate U, all over London from Sunday. Beautiful People is still at Warner West End 1.
Capital Radio 194.
You get all the hits.
If any of you living around the Harrowwood area have the time to go and help in a voluntary capacity at Harrowwood Hospital, I'm going to give you a telephone number to ring in a moment when you've heard 765-4321, Gary Tom's Empire.
Get up, 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 get up
Well, I hope you haven't dialed 7654321. That was Gary Tom's Empire for you. And now I'll tell you that if you do have time to go and help at Harold Wood Hospital, they are looking for people. Mrs. Harris is the Voluntary Workers Coordinator. That's Mrs. Harris. And they've got all sorts of projects in mind. So give them a ring or write to them. Now, the telephone number is Ingeborn, I-N-G-R-E-B-O-U-R-N-E, Ingeborn, 45533. And it's Harold Wood Hospital, Essex. Now, one of the student nurses there is called Julie Pope, and she was sent over to me from another ward as a messenger.